Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Home Electric Association's Battery Energy Storage System ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for Tuesday, November 1st at noon at the Soldana Generation and Substation facility located near Boundary Road, just outside Soldana city limits on the Sterling Highway. Tanya Lauderette, AGA Member Service Supervisor, on the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
On November 1st, we're going to be doing a ribbon-cutting event partnered with the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce out at the BEST project, which is located at the Soldotna plant, at noon. So come on out and let's celebrate our new facility with a ribbon-cutting event.
The Home Electric Association's Battery Energy Storage System consists of modular batteries that are housed at the Soldotna Generation and Substation facility. The BEST allows HEA to meet its reliability requirements without burning additional fuel. Home Electric Association's General Manager Brad Janorski stated that incorporating the BEST into HEA's grid structure will ultimately lower greenhouse gas production by allowing HEA to utilize non-dispatchable renewable energy.
We are excited. In fact, the batteries are installed over next to our Soldotna Generation plant. They are Tesla Megapacks, 46.5 megawatt batteries, very large batteries for our system. When you talk about reliability and keeping the lights on, very important on the generation side, where it really is attached to the transmission system. It will not prevent our members from experiencing outages on the distribution line, for example, when a tree falls on the line. When you talk about saving fuel or natural gas, that's one of the things, the attributes the batteries will bring to our system, and we're pretty excited about it. They should be online later this month as we're working with a team from Tesla to make sure they integrate appropriately with our control system.
The Tesla Megapack, what Home Electric Association calls the battery energy storage system, stores energy for the grid reliably and safely, eliminating the need for gas peaker plants and helping to avoid outages. Each unit can store over 3 megawatt hours of energy, which is enough energy to power an average of 3,600 homes for 1 hour. The BEST is capable of storing 93 megawatt hours of electric power, which can be delivered to HEA's grid at a rate of 46.5 megawatts per hour. The special mayoral election mandated for the election of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor to fill the vacancy generated by the resignation of former Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce has been affirmed and placed on the calendar for February 14, 2023. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance Tuesday evening at the General Assembly meeting, setting the election date for Tuesday, February 14th, and appropriating the funds for conducting the special election. The Assembly previously accepted Pierce's resignation and unanimously declared a vacancy in the office of the mayor on September 6, 2022. Pierce resigned following the Alaska primary election results confirmed Pierce as the fourth highest vote getter, advancing the Pierce-Grenwald pairing into the November 8th general election. The February 14th date aligns with the Assembly's designated time frame for calling a special election at least 75 days prior to the date of the election. The Assembly appropriated $250,000 from the General Fund to the Assembly Elections Division for the purpose of conducting the special mayoral election and the special mayoral runoff election if necessary. A runoff election is necessary if no candidate receives over 50% of the vote cast in the special election. The Alaska Sea Life Center, after nursing a rescue otter back to health and to a point of strength worth of transportation, has delivered Keelak, an orphan otter pup, to the John G. Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. The Shedd Aquarium is home to 32,000 aquatic animals representing 1,500 species of fishes, reptiles, amphibians, invertebrates, birds, and animals from waters around the globe. Find more on this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.